Next question is from Steve Walker, probably behind you, I think, Tom.
Hi, this is a slightly more general question. Do you think there's a war at the moment on motorists? And if so, who do you think is winning? Slightly controversial, apologies.
Go on, Richard, I'll give you first dibs on that.
You're asking me to?
Yes.
I really don't know. I mean, I know for a fact the motorists think that that's the case. That they're, you know, well, and particularly in London, they did in the last mayoralty because they felt that red lights were always against them. You know, red light, red Ken was, I seem to remember, the slogan. And they most certainly do feel that in other ways there's a war against them. I mean, clearly, they think at the moment that the petrol companies and indeed the government are having a war on them by putting the petrol prices up. But I mean... there will always be, I suspect, this attitude because of the nature of some of our motorists and indeed some of the motoring journalists that we hear from. But I'm not personally wedded to the idea that there's a total war.
Does some say yes,
You know, I believe that we should have a policy hierarchy for our roads. Here we are in a city of 8 million people trying to tackle poor air quality pollution, trying to tackle climate change. I think we should be upfront and say for most of the roads in our city, the policy hierarchy should be the pedestrian comes first, the cyclist comes next, the public transport comes after that, and then absolutely necessary traffic like freight, for example. But there should be a policy hierarchy. Now, I drive a little smart car for two occasionally because sometimes I really need to do it. But it does motorists no good if the rest of the roads are just being packed by people who do not need to be making those journeys. So I don't say there's a war against motorists, but I do think as a society we should be preferring sustainable, clean, socially responsible other modes of transport when we make decisions. I was interested in the comment about the elephant. Can I just give you a quick example of something? I asked a question of TfL about where the most accidents were happening for cyclists. Of the 10 worst locations in London, 5 of them are in my constituency of Lambeth and Southwark. And it's about the inner ring road, really. It's about, you know, Elephant Castle, Vauxhall, all around there. And when there was a good proposal from Southwark Council to take out the Southern Roundabout, which used to be a big fast track and dangerous, there was a great design that was agreed. When Boris Johnson got elected, they held that scheme up for 18 months because the smoothing the traffic prescription meant that the traffic engineers were instructed not to give up an inch of road space to another, to a sustainable mode of transport. So they could give up an inch of road space to the pedestrian or to the cyclist. Now, that, to me, is fundamentally wrong. And if we have a design guide for our road schemes, which basically protects the driver, then, you know, we're going to be making really bad decisions for the next generation in London. Our design guidance should favour sustainable transport.
Yeah. Caroline.
Much. I agree with quite a lot of which Val has just been saying. I think the motorist, quite frankly, has been winning in recent times. When you look at over the last 4 years, this mayor has been obsessed by smoothing the traffic flow. The congestion charge hasn't actually kept pace with fares. Whilst we've seen single bus fares go up by 50%, you know, the congestion charge has only gone up, I think, £1 in the last few years. And I think something is seriously wrong when motoring is getting cheaper and yet, actually, our fares for public transport are going up considerably. So I think that's a huge issue. I think there's also a huge issue when we had 77 pedestrians, I think it was, who were killed on our roads last year, thousands injured, 16 cyclists killed on our roads, and again, thousands injured. Something is clearly going wrong with how we plan our roads in this capital city. And what I want to see is a change in the hierarchy. So we actually have a hierarchy that got wiped out with Boris. But actually, let's put pedestrians first. Let's put cyclists first. And let's also invest in transport in outer London particularly, because I think there's a huge... huge problem that parts of outer London, in some ways, you have to drive if you want to get somewhere quickly because it's two or three buses. And I do think we need to make sure we make it far more easy to travel around in outer London, as well as putting the investment in central London. But we need to make sure that motoring doesn't become cheaper compared to public transport fares.
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't want you to think it's going to be difficult to choose between the three political parties here, but I do agree with everything they've said. No, there's no war on motorists. I think that motorists have had it their own way for far too long. But the silly thing is, of course, motorists are also pedestrians, they're also cyclists, they're also public transport users. So to group them all together like that, as some political parties do, I think is a big mistake. I think car ownership in London is something like 60%, and we haven't really explored all the options of reducing that amount by helping people with car clubs, by really expanding certain bus routes into outer London and so on. There are ways we can actually reduce car ownership and car use. As Caroline said, public transport has always got to be cheaper than driving, so that you know doing the right thing is easy for people. One of the things that is unique about this election, I think, is that in general, it's very hard to hear the other voices of the road users. And I think this time, cycling has found its voice and is going to make a real impact on the election.
Thank you. I think it's fascinating. For me, it's kind of interesting how we are psychologically that we do talk about war on motorists, and yet we never, ever talk about, in the same terms,
we've spoken tonight,
a war on pedestrians. Yeah. Just about, as Jenny's saying, we have this sense now that cyclists, who are also pedestrians sometimes, and many of them drive and so on and so forth, feel there's a war on them. And it's just fascinating, the rhetoric, I think, that's involved in that. And I think thank you for the question. We need to see beyond it. I will go to the next question, however.